That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable. This whole thing just came about because here in the office, we just like to argue about the tiny littlest things and blow up the arguments into like 20-minute fights with facts and very, very poorly constructed arguments. And normally I'm on the losing end of them, but I still love to be a part of a good debate. I did kind of put myself in a hole ahead of time because the two guys I brought in today to start off the That's Debatable podcast are two of the best arguers that I have around me in my life. So I'm probably just going to go ahead and lose from day one. But I've got Nick Adams.
Hello.
And he puts together great arguments that are very reasonable and hard to argue around. And then I've also got Justin Chavez.
Hello. I thought about applying to law school.
Did you really?
Yeah, I thought about it. Never really.
What kind of law would you have practiced?
There's so many.
The reason that Justin's a great arguer is he likes to throw out some ridiculous statements, and then he does a pretty good job of backing them up somehow. And by the end of it, I get really mad that I lose, but both of you guys, I really end up being your friend again.
Well,
so,
I don't think you lose, Trey. I think you come out as a winner because you insult us at the end and just walk away.
That's right.
And
thank you very much.
My favorite thing about when Justin argues is he has no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He just throws out an opinion, even if he doesn't believe it. It's just the first thing that comes to his mind. And even if he doesn't believe it, he'll just argue it for 30 minutes.
And he realizes he stepped on a landmine, but he's figuring out points.
I don't believe half the stuff that comes out of my mouth, and that's the god-awful truth.
Well, let's start out with something a little simple just because, you know, make it a nice, friendly thing to get things going with. Best board game. I say it's Cranium. You get to mix a bunch of different board games from the old school.
I hate Cranium. I'm sorry to step on it. I hate Cranium.
Already.
There's too many freaking little board pieces to keep up with. There's like Play-Doh that always dries out.
That was my favorite stuff to play with as a kid.
But we're talking Cranium, not Play-Doh. And so the Play-Doh dries out because you don't play it once every 3 years. There's too many little things.
What is the game? What's the goal? I've never played it. So I played with the Play-Doh from Cranium, but I've never played Cranium.
Exactly.
So you have a puzzle piece and you are on a team with at least one other person, and there are different categories. Ooh. So you have one that's like word puzzles, and so you may have to spell stuff backwards, or you may have
so it's
to
like smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then there's the word category. Then there's like the acting out
dumb.
Category. There's an acting out category where you have to like either hum a song and make your other teammates guess it, or you have to do charades, or there's a where you can draw on a piece of paper like you
that's
would.
Game.
It's fun.
Like a
I
buffet
love it.
For fun.
Question. Sorry to cut you off.
No.
Question. Does this has to be my favorite game to play or overall in general?
Your favorite game. Yes,
my
sir.
Favorite.
Your
okay.
Favorite
game. Seen it.
Seen
you
it.
Ever played the
oh,
game?
I love
seen it.
Only
it.
The Friends
yes.
version.
Yes.
Okay.
And so
what?
Seen it's the game where it's all about movies and TV and stuff like that. It's trivia questions.
Always comes with a DVD.
The DVD's on it so you can play interactively and stuff like that. I love Seen It. Love it.
I'll take it.
I love Seen It, too. I played Nickelodeon, Seen It, Disney, Seen It, Harry Potter, Seen It. I've seen it all.
There you go. Two Seen Its, one Cranium.
But Cranium was dumb.
What? Cranium is the most fun game. You get to use as many people as you want. It's a really good building as a...
If Golden Corral could create a board game, that's what it would be. It's just like one of everything. You like science, you like theater, you like music. Cranium.
And Cranium's a game that you can really build with your partner. So, like, you learn a lot about yourself while playing Cranium, and you learn a lot about your relationship. Because if you don't get answers right together, the fights start. You can watch couples fall apart and crumble.
That could be a really good, like, double dating game, Cranium.
Justin, wait. Once you get older, your dates will turn into game night. With couples. Couples game nights. That's what they turn into.
It's a lot of fun.
It's really fun. I'm going to tell you, it sounds really stupid and boring and lame, and people are going to make fun of you for it, your single friends.
Yeah.
But when you start doing it, you're going to be like, you know what? I had a good bottle of wine. Someone else cooked me some good dinner because I was at their house, and we played an hour-long game of Seen It, and it was great.
I don't think I'm going to ever get tired of a go-go dancer just dancing for me, though.
I think I said similar words, not the exact same words, to Nick 4 years ago or so. And now that I've got the steady relationship, playing board games is so much fun.
But there's no pressure going out to the bar. Gay people still like playing board games?
You would think that that would probably make it more likely that you play board games.
No, game nights sound fun. I'm just not going to. I know deep down to my core, I will not be 30 looking forward to game night on a Saturday at 10 p.m.
It's wonderful.
Well, speaking of date nights and doing your couples game nights, would you rather go to your game night and be in a steady, committed relationship with someone that is homeless or someone that is a convict out of prison?
Oh, so they've been released.
They've been released. So I've got a couple of extra little details for you. So the homeless guy, been homeless for a year. Homeless guy, homeless girl, homeless person. They live in their car, and then they like maybe hop from friend to friend's house, and that's where they shower or whatever. But they've got no real steady address.
Friendship homeless.
Right.
They're not homeless begging for
But it's not
change.
Like they're on the same couch every single night. Okay. Or the convict who did 4 years for distributing like Xanax.
Convict.
Like he didn't murder. We can't say murder because you'd rather
sure.
date the homeless person. So distributing Xanax and
so he's got a pharmacist.
Got a part-time job and has a roommate.
Is that a pharmacist?
Yes, that is.
He's a street pharmacist.
I'll take the pharmacist, please.
You'll take the guy that's done 4 years in prison. 4 years? Over the homeless person that's a fairly upstanding citizen outside of not having any...
He sounds lazy. I mean, she...
That's a good point.
Sounds lazy
it's
if
a great
he's on couch
point.
From couch and can't really take care of themselves. Seems like they're very dependent more than independent. A person who goes to prison for selling Xanax sounds very
they're
independent.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to think of what the dinner conversations would be like. So it's me and my girl.
You got to introduce them to family.
Yeah, and they say, oh, let's say my girl's name is Sally. Sally, what do you do? And she doesn't have a job, or she's homeless, or what part of the city do you live in?
Sometimes
I live on the east side. Sometimes
on the couch.
It's a 2004 Corolla.
Yeah. I think I'd go with the convict, because I don't have to tell them. Yeah, because even if you go to jail, you can still like have money. You can still like come out and be able to afford an apartment and shower and bathe regularly. And you could still end up getting a job, I'm sure, even if you're a convict. I don't have to tell them.
See, I don't think that I would want to have, because that person has clearly seen some stuff, and I might find them interesting on a A&E TV show, like Locked Up, but I really don't know that I want to be talking to you about what happened.
What sells you on the homeless person? What's like, you know, they're going to be great.
They haven't done anything completely...
Nothing.
Illegal.
Okay.
And I think that there's something to be said
that you know of.
Sure. But I would like to think that that means that they have a little bit more moral integrity, and I think that that's more important
lower
to
hygiene.
Me than the I don't know that I mind.
You have to sit next to that.
They shower at their friends' place is what I put down.
But it may
here.
Not be every day.
Yeah.
It may not be every day. Maybe it's I sleep on my friend's couch on Monday, but then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm in the car.
Imagine.
Friday, I'm at a friend's house.
You couldn't play Monopoly with them because they'll be asking you for all their money.
No, Sally, it's play money.
No, Sally, stop stealing from the bank. It's not real.
They have their cup out full of change. They're just kind of jingling around people are playing Monopoly.
They get a house.
This.
They're like, oh my God, I got a house.
They fill their pockets
that
up
is
with
so
the veggie
rude.
Tray.
You should not be laughing about that.
Since
yeah, that's bad. That is really rude.
Since it's my game, okay. Let's up it from the distribution of Xanax, and now we're talking aggravated assault. Let's say they've just stabbed someone.
They stabbed someone. That's why they went to jail.
Yes.
Now you know the whole situation? Were they protecting their son or something?
I knew you were going to go there.
Take this outside. How about that?
Yeah.
Circumstantial.
It's circumstantial. If it's like a home invasion and they're just protecting their home.
There's always it. Okay. But they stab someone. That's the end of the day. They stab someone. Don't care how.
At the end of the day, I might stab someone if they come into my house. Like an intruder. If someone comes into my... At the end of the day, I still stab someone.
In the relationship, I would like to know that I am more likely to stab someone than you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I want to feel.
Yeah, I don't want someone that could be flying off the head.
I could kill someone, See, when you sent us the email about the ideas, I misread it. And I thought it said, what would be a better board game to play? A board game based on being in prison or a board game based on being homeless?
Okay. Hit me with it. What did you think?
I thought a board game based on being homeless would be a little bit more entertaining than prison, because prison gets really violent, but you have so much freedom as a homeless person, you know, like buying things from the store and then trying to sell it.
With all that money you have when you're homeless, buying things from the store
after you ask for it, you know, you got to ask people.
You have to decide. You have to decide if you're going to use a weapon to rob people or not.
Yeah.
Armed robbery,
or whose other money you're going to steal from the other homeless man.
I would say the convict. The game based on a convict on a prison would be more fun.
Why?
Just because it's like why Orange is the New Black is fun. It's cool to see that scene and
to get a Shang,
to be in that world.
You got to collect like 5 bags of Lay's potato chips to get one Shang.
Do you get to pick which gang you join?
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah. Which
maybe,
gang would
maybe
you join?
It's a maybe it's like a game of chance. I just draw a card out of the deck and oh, okay, I'm with the Latinos this week.
You're with the neo-Nazis this week.
Yeah, we'll see.
And the goal is for
freedom.
The prison.
Freedom? Yeah, I guess parole.
Freedom,
or you
no,
break out.
Not
maybe
freedom.
You break out.
No, to be like king.
King of the prison.
Prison, yeah.
What is the goal for
the homeless game?
I would say the homeless, the point of that is to be the richest homeless man.
Okay. I guess if you're the king of the prison, being the richest homeless person is still kind of the same thing.
I mean, it is. You're the 1%.
In the richest homeless person game, I really want to have part of it be that you have to come up with your own slogan that you write down on your sign.
Instead of numbers. Or
yes! That would be perfect!
Do you guys send greeting cards?
Never, no. Zero.
Zero.
I mean, we send a holiday
cards.
Card, but that's
right.
Not up to me.
Justin, do you?
Greeting cards.
How do you feel about them?
They are a poor person's favorite gift to give.
Cards drive me crazy.
Let me give you some stats, first of all.
Okay.
6.5 billion cards are sent every year. Every year.
Why?
So, and that's like billion with a B. So then, like, let's say what the average card costs $3. They have some like 99 cents, and then there's some that are like $5 that you can record stuff in. But let's say $3, that's like $12 billion in greeting cards every year for people to go
throw it away.
Boom. I don't even read most of them.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Not supposed to crumble those.
To pretend like you're reading something?
No. Greeting cards are very important and special.
No.
Yes.
Write something down.
Oh, it is so meaningful. To
I'd
get
rather
a
someone,
card.
I'd rather someone write it down on just a sheet of white paper. And give me that. Then
do you
go
not
spend,
have a memory box?
No. And then
that's
go spend $5.99 on a card that says a joke that's not really that funny. No.
And yeah, just Venmo me $20 and we'll be done.
You're going to forget about that $20. But
I'm
going to
forget about
card,
the card.
No, you're
card.
Not. You put it in a memory box.
No, the card gets thrown away.
And you totally. Save it. And then whenever you like have a time like where you feel really low about yourself, you open up your memory box and you read these cards and they said everything positive about you. And you're like, well, life is not all that bad.
No. The gift, the greeting card is only appropriate for new relationship couples. Because then you get to show you care, you get to write a little something down, and it shows you took the time.
Some of the most beautiful things people have ever told me about me were from a greeting card. Like, happy birthday, Justin.
Have you ever had somebody sign a greeting card with their like pet name in there? So it's from Nick, Blair, Davis, and Sam.
Yeah,
like
your
dog
Sam. We do that.
You do it?
We do.
Okay, 70% of America does add the pet name to their card.
That.
That's pretty.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. But when it comes to just generic birth, like a card that comes with a gift, so you go get the board game and then you wrap it and then there's the card with it too.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'd rather spend $5.99 more on your present.
Right.
And give you the better board game or the better action figure than saying, oh, I only have $20 to spend. I'm going to do $15 on a present, $5 on a card. No.
Yeah.
No one needs that
the
card.
The
card gets
card
thrown away. I'll remember that my uncle gave me this Ninja Turtle. I'll remember that.
But listen, sometimes people don't have enough money to give you $20. They got they got $1.25 to make you know that they care about your birthday. So they take their time, their sweet time, finding the best card that reminds them of you. They'll find it, and they will spend a good 30 minutes writing something so sweet that they put all that time just for you because they love you, and they give you the card because that's all they have.
Do you think I'm projecting my feelings towards greeting cards? Because I don't take all that time. I go, and I pick out one. Okay, write just -Trey,
Put it in there. Don't even lick it. Don't even lick the envelope. Just fold it in there. There you go.
You know, I challenge you, Trey, to really... You're dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
A girl or a guy?
A girl.
A girl.
This time.
Kara.
Kara. That's... Okay, Kara. I say you get a card and you go to the store and find one that really reminds you of her, and then sit down for 30 minutes and write down how much she means to you.
I agree with you on that. Like I said, with a new relationship. Now, when I get to be 5 years in, 6 months?
That's not new. That's half a year.
That's not even going through. I haven't even been through a birthday, Christmas, and Valentine's Day yet. So I think you get those three done pretty well.
Well, make sure a Valentine's Day gift card is good. Not gift card, but card.
Like what I did for her birthday was I had a box. Like it was a nice decorative box. And then on the lid of the box, I wrote a little something nice.
So what did it say? It said nudes.
That's Debatable. Brought to you by no one yet, but Golden Corral, if you're looking. We got Hasbro for board games. We've been giving you plugs. So if somebody out there wants to start sponsoring this
7-Eleven
thing.
7-Eleven for Homeless Corner.
There you go.
I don't think Hallmark wants to give us any money.
No.
I was pulling through for Hallmark.
Yeah.
There you go. Nick, thank you for being here. You. Justin, I appreciate it. I think we're all still friends, right?
Yeah. This was a nothing.
It was mild.
To the arguments we have in the back.
Cool, cool. I hope you guys will come and join me again at some point.
Of course.
No.